Lifted in by Sterling. There's one back. There's one back. Ilkay Gundogan got big at the back stick. And City have life. Zinchenko. And Rodri! It's happening again! City love a final day sensation! It's bubbling up in blue! Ming saw it, in goes De Bruyne. Kevin De Bruyne! Catastrophe, cacophonic joy. The magic, the might, the majesty of Manchester City, champions 2022.
And we played it for you yesterday. It loses nothing a day on cacophonic joy. It's a bold reach. What the squeal in on each goal? Very close to the effects mic there. So let's relive, shall we, the final day of the EPL season, the Premier League. It was quite the climax. He's from Stan Sport. He joins us each Tuesday, Max Rushton. Hello to you, Max.
Hey, mate, how you doing?
It was a giddy day, wasn't it?
Wow. I mean, first of all, you know, a shout to Peter Drury, who is a brilliant commentator and who, you know, the art of sports commentary, as you know, is not easy. I've tried and I'm hopeless. And he is so good at capturing that moment, and you know you never know how much of it is, you know, they sort of, but you can't pre-prepare, right? You can't pre-prepare Aston Villa being 2-0 up and Man City's going 3 in 6 minutes. I mean, I guess practice helps, but he really captured that perfectly. And I was just thinking about that when I was listening to that commentary, that if you compare it to, correct me if I'm wrong, pretty much every Australian sport, even, you know, the A-League now, you know, you build up to a grand final, right? So you have the final, it's all in front of you. And what's quite brilliant, I think, about the final day when it goes like it did, is that you're at your game, but you're equally concerned with what's happening 100 miles away or 200 miles away. So you have these scenes where Wolves take the lead at Liverpool and the Man City fans at the Etihad get really excited. And then suddenly Villa get the lead, take the lead, and then Villa are 2-0 up and the Liverpool fans are going wild. Meanwhile, the Everton fans, who are at Arsenal, they've got nothing to play for. They hear that Man City have scored 3 in 6 minutes and they're going wild because they don't want Liverpool to win the league. And then at the bottom of the table, you've got Leeds fans getting excited when Newcastle take the lead at Burnley. And all this is happening. And it's a kind of momentous day. And it doesn't always... I mean, we pretty much had everything you want from a final day on Sunday. It was pretty extraordinary. I can't think of... There's obviously the one where Man City won Aguero in the 94th minute and some ludicrous moment for them, sort of pipping Manchester United with the title. But to have that happening at the top with City and Liverpool, to have it at the bottom with Leeds and Burnley, there was so much happening. It was just an absolutely brilliant day of football, and it's sort of why we love sport, right?
Yes. It is unique and special to be able to harness it in that way. So there were all sorts of dynamics, as you've well mentioned there. Do you know Liverpool fans who sort of gave themselves over to the idea? I'm curious as to who you were in contact with as it was all unfolding.
Well, if I can be, you know, brutally honest with you, and it's important to be honest, I finished my radio show back to the UK at 11 p.m. Australia time, and I thought I could stay up for this, or I could just get up 3 hours later. You know, I could get up at 7 and just, you know, have a total media blackout. So I was delayed. So I wasn't looking at my phone at all. And I, you know, which is a very, I'm sure a lot of expats know this, or English soccer fans, that when you basically you wake up on a Sunday and you don't want to know the scores, you just can't look at your phone for as long as until you found it all out. So I was very much in my own bubble for it. I think what was one really interesting part of this, and I suppose, you know, it's interesting because 20, 30 years ago, people bought transistor radios.
Yeah.
To football matches to find out, and now it's all on your mobile, of course. And so fake news reached Premier League football, right? Because there was one moment where the Liverpool fans, some of them heard that Aston Villa had got it. So just for context, if Manchester City didn't win and Liverpool won, Liverpool would have won the title. As it turned out, Manchester City did win, so it didn't matter what happened with Liverpool. But at one moment, about 5 minutes left, this cheer went around Anfield because someone had somehow, they thought they'd heard that Villa had equalised against Manchester City. And so they started cheering wildly, and then somebody said it was fake news. And it reminds me of this apocryphal story. Sorry, I'm on quite a busy road. This apocryphal story where about, you know, years and years ago, some guy would record the football results into a dictaphone, right? And then he would leave the ground and play them out as if it was the radio. So he'd make the results up. And then people around him walking home from the ground would just listen to these completely made up results. And then they wouldn't find out until they got home that they'd just been duped by this bloke who'd record the results every week. But anyway, for Liverpool fans, what's tricky is that, right? They were going for the quadruple, right? So they've got the Champions League final, obviously live on Stan. Get your 7-day free trial, stan.com.au. They were going for the quadruple, which is unprecedented. And to get so close, right, because the quality of these two teams is ridiculous. To get the number of points they've got is ridiculous. And to get so close and not quite make it, it is really, you know, that's a real disappointment for them. But you sometimes, I don't know if you find this, there's so much hyperbole, right, in sports broadcasting and sports media, that if you don't win, you're a failure. And it's just not, it's just more nuanced than that. What Liverpool have done this season has been amazing, right? To win the Carabao Cup and the FA Cup, get that close in the league, to get to the Champions League final. Whether they win or lose the Champions League final, they still had a brilliant season. You don't have to win it because it turns out there's more than one really good team.
Yes.
So what are you meant to do, right? Like and I think we all forget this as fans of any sport. When we watch it with such a sort of one-eyed view that when you score a goal or score a point or whatever, it's because you've done something good. And when you concede, it's because you've done something bad. And we forget there's another team who are trying to stop you. And we saw that at the weekend where Villa, with nothing to play for, I know Steven Gerrard's their manager, who used to play for Liverpool, they really went for it. Wolves, who had nothing to play for, really went for it against Liverpool as well. You know, these are elite sports people you're playing against. They're also quite good, and they're trying to stop you doing what you're trying to do.
Early hours of Sunday morning, that's when it is, the Champions League final. So 4:30 a.m, there's going to be a live site at Federation Square to cater for the demand of Liverpool fans who are in Melbourne. It's against Real Madrid, so set it up for us.
Well, I mean, I would take a coat, but, you know, football warms the heart. Football does warm the heart, doesn't it? So, yeah, it's great we've got that, you know, that live site at Fed Square. And this is a fascinating game because Liverpool are probably favourites. They're probably better than Real Madrid. But we've said that about Real Madrid in the last 16 against PSG, where they didn't play well. They played well for maybe 10 minutes. They got through. Benzema was ridiculous. And the quarterfinal against Chelsea, same again. And the semi-final against City. You know, like, what they've done is just extraordinary, Real Madrid, to get through to the final. I think I got those rounds in the right order. What they've done is totally extraordinary, Real Madrid. And so you cannot write them off. You'd imagine Liverpool will win this game, but it's just impossible to say. It's two brilliant managers in Jurgen Klopp and Carlo Ancelotti. Ancelotti much more pragmatic, so he will sort of change how Real play because of how Liverpool play. Really hard to know. You know, Liverpool, pretty much we know what their best starting 11 is. I don't know if Thiago might not be fit in centre midfield, which is a big problem for them. But you know, they've got wonderful players. Mo Salah, Sadio Mane playing so well. Real Madrid have Karim Benzema, who is an unbelievable centre-forward. Vinicius Junior's got so much pace and so much skill on the wing. These three old, hard men in central midfield, of Casemiro, Cruz and Modric. Modric is a wonderful footballer. They're all about 55 now, but it doesn't matter. They just keep on going. So it will be fascinating to see what happens. And look, we've been really blessed with a brilliant Champions League this season. We at Stan have been really lucky. I've been really lucky to watch it with Bars and Foz, who are brilliant analysts of football and great fun. And like it's just reaching a perfect climax, and we just hope it's a brilliant game.
Yes, it promises so much. What we do know is we won't write Real Madrid off with 5 or 6 minutes to go, no matter how far behind they are.
Or even just 2 minutes to go.
Yes.
You know, even in injury time, that moment, God, when Benzema scored, no, it wasn't Benzema, was it? When they scored, was it Rodrigo? I forget now, but that those in injury time, it was just insane. You know, like we were just jumping on the sofa. You know, we'd lost all sense of professionalism if we had any. It was absolutely sort of spine-tingling moment of football, and it's the thing that keeps you coming back to it. And yeah, you can never write them off at any time.
All right, so 4:30 Sunday morning. Good luck for
are
it.
Are you gonna get up for this one?
Yeah, I'll be there for the starting whistle of this.
Good, about time, Jared.
I've been a half-time adopter, but I'll see the whole thing. Or I might do your trick. I might pick it up from 6 o'clock and pretend I'm live. Yeah. One or the other.
Yeah, it's not a bad way to do it.
Good on you, Max. Thanks as ever.
Cheers, mate.
Max Rushton. So watch football's biggest superstars in the UEFA Europa Conference League and the UEFA Champions League final this week on Stan Sport. Roma versus Feyenoord in the Conference League final Thursday, 4:30 a.m. And the big one, Liverpool and Real Madrid in the Champions League final. Ad-free, live and on demand on Stan Sport in 4K and 9GEM on Sunday from 4:30 a.m. To start your 7-day free trial, visit stan.com.au/football.